Support for KNKX comes from the Great Washington Shakeout. What would you do if the ground shook in the grocery store aisle, at home, or at work? Join the largest statewide earthquake drill on October 18th. Sign up to drop cover and hold on. Get prepared and learn why you should be 2 weeks ready. Register at shakeout.org/Washington.
It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
That's right, sunshine. We have a bit more of this typical morning fog to get through, but we're in for some stunning weather this weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and that's according to our weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's also going to give us his take on the big weather story of the week, Hurricane Michael, and why it intensified so rapidly. First, though, let's get some more details on the weather here at home. Cliff?
Well, Bellamy, we have a boring forecast ahead. High pressure has built on us, and it will build even more during the next few days. And we have at least a week of no rain, sun every day, and it's going to be extraordinary. Now, one issue with having this ridge of high pressure over us is that we tend to have fog in the morning. And so today, if you look outside, there's a lot of low clouds and some fog. We'll have some more of that tomorrow. But as we get into the weekend, we'll get more offshore flow as the high pressure at the surface builds inland more. And that's going to prevent most of the low clouds and fog on Sunday and Monday. And temperatures, well, they're going to get into the low 60s today, but mid 60s by Sunday and probably mid to upper 60s on Monday and Tuesday. It's amazing. This ridge is going to lock in place, and it's going to stay there at least to the end of next week. So we're going to have really perfect fall weather, at least through next Friday.
All right. But turning to the big weather story of the week, Hurricane Michael, it ended up being a powerful, devastating, and deadly storm. Put this into perspective for us.
Well, you know, Michael was one of the most intense storms to hit the United States in 100 years. The central pressure got down to 919 hectopascals. That's extremely low. That's probably the fourth lowest pressure we've observed from a storm coming into this country. So it is extremely intense. It was almost a Category 5 with winds that were getting up to 155 miles per hour. That is not a gust. That is sustained winds. So right before he came in, it got to that level. We're talking about an amazing storm that not only had strong winds, but because of its track up the Gulf, it produced a very, very high storm surge. It pushes the water up against the coast. And in some places, the water got to 9 to 12 feet above normal, inundating some coastal areas. And on top of that, there was heavy rain, you know, 4 to 6 inches over a large portion of that Florida Panhandle. So this was an amazingly intense storm. And 4 or 5 days before, it didn't look so bad. Our computer models had the track right way, way before. So, you know, back on Saturday, we knew where it was going to hit, and the models were in agreement. But what we didn't do so well in was the intensity. 3 or 4 days before, we thought it was going to be maybe a Category 1 or, you know, just a minimal hurricane. But as it got closer to the coast, it started revving up, and it rapidly turned into a Category 2, then Category 3, and in the last 24 to 48 hours, it revved up into a high-end Category 4 and almost a Category 5.
Why did this one intensify so rapidly?
Well, why do any storms intensify? The reason is they have the optimal conditions, and there's a few things they need. One, they need warm sea surface temperatures. The ocean needs to be warm, and in fact, the sea surface temperatures were about 3 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit above normal right off the coast there. And then it needs an environment with low shear, which means the wind doesn't change rapidly with height, and that was there too. So all the ingredients were there that allowed this storm to rev up very quickly.
Some people who didn't evacuate are criticizing forecasters for predicting, they said, maybe a Category 3 storm. Is it fair to place blame in that way on the forecasters?
I don't think so at all. The track forecast, where the storm was going to go, was almost perfectly forecast days before. And several days before, we were talking about at least a Category 2 or 3 storm. And if you're on the coast, it doesn't matter if it's a Category 3 or a Category 5, you get out of the way. But this brings up a more important issue. You know, what can meteorologists do? What does the state of the science allow? And the truth of it is that we have become extraordinarily better in forecasting the track of hurricanes, where they're going to go. And, you know, we proved it in this case and with Harvey and every other hurricane that we've been talking about. But our ability to forecast intensity hasn't really improved much in the last several years. That's our Achilles heel, forecasting the intensity of storms. So people just have to get out of the way when a hurricane is coming towards them and not worry about the exact intensity level of the storm.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.